about the French I took. Don't know much about an English book. Don't know much about the French I took. Don't know much about the French I took. I went up the tower just to take a look. I don't know much about the math I took until I got took by a book it was a hook. I don't know much about the biology, about the living things, about the land and sea. I don't know much about the calculus or how the average of law of change affecting us. I don't know much about the strategy or external internal SWOT analyses. I don't know much about philosophy, Aristotle, Socrates, Plato's affecting me. I don't know much about the psychology, William Vaughn, William James, John Watson, Sigmund Freud. I don't know much about the history, inheriting from your father is a mystery. I don't know much about the English until I got caught up in the verbal fix. I don't know much about the economy, but President Obama saved the economy. Now President Obama's trying to make us whole on a bad bill of goods that we were sold. I don't know much about the politics until the Republican Party put me in the fix. A 44th president, oh man, who cares, is elevating the nation with an education care. A promise of education, capable, able, who will, like education promise in Chicago and Nashville.
We won't promise education. Education to elevate the nation. We want higher education.
Obama
promised education to elevate the nation. We want to work for higher education. Obama education is good for the nation.
Obama,
we want Obama education. Obama education is good for the nation.
New Day Music.
Hello, Pellissippi State Community College. It's great to be back in Knoxville. And hello to my colleagues, and hello to all the students who are here today. Thank you, Governor Haslam, for that kind introduction and for welcoming us to your state. We are here today because community colleges have entered a new day in America.
New day means.
My name is Joe Biden. I am Joe Biden's husband.
Have entered a new day in America.
Tennessee is at the forefront of doing some really smart stuff. And we got some proud Tennesseans who can take some credit for the great work that's been done. First, your governor, Bill Haslam. Thank you. Two very fine senators. You got Bob Corker. And your senior senator, Lamar Alexander, who's a former Secretary of Education himself, so he knows a little bit about this.
Have entered a new day in America.
But we do expect that everybody gets an equal shot. We do expect everybody can go as far as their dreams and hard work will take them. We don't expect anybody to be bound by the circumstances of their birth. If they were, I wouldn't be here. Every American, whether they're young or just young at heart, should be able to earn the skills and education necessary to compete and win in the 21st century economy. So, today, I'm announcing an ambitious new plan to bring down the cost of community college tuition in America. I want to bring it down to zero. I want to make it free. Community colleges should be free for those willing to work for them. Because in America, quality education cannot be a privilege that is reserved for a few. I think it's a right for everybody who's willing to work for it. Now, the good news is you already do something like this in Tennessee. You call it Tennessee Promise. So you call it Tennessee Promise, and we thought, why not just build on what works? So we're going to call it America's College Promise. And the concept is simple. The America's College Promise will make 2 years of community college free to responsible students who are willing to work for it. Now, I want to underscore that last clause. Everybody who's working hard for it. There are no free rides in America. You would have to earn it. Students would have to do their part by keeping their grades up. Colleges would have to do their part by offering high-quality academics and helping students actually graduate. States would have to do their part, too. This isn't a blank check. It's not a free lunch. But for those willing to do the work, and for states and local communities that want to be a part of this, it can be a game changer. Think about it. Students who started at community colleges during those 2 years and then go on to a four-year institution, they essentially get the first half of their bachelor's degree for free. People who enroll for skills training will graduate really already ready to work, and they won't have a pile of student debt. 2 years of college will become as free and universal as high school is today. And we're also taking another page out of Tennessee's playbook and making investments to expand technical training programs at community colleges, much like you do through your 27 colleges and clubs at home. You know, Joe did a terrific job running a task force that we put together just to look at the job training and technical training systems all around the country. And at a time when jobs are changing and higher wages call for higher skills, we've got to make sure workers have a chance to get those skills. We want young people to graduate with real-world training that leads directly to good jobs. And we want older workers to get retrained so they can compete. And we want more women and minorities to get jobs in fields that traditionally they've been left out of, like science and technology and engineering and math. And we want to connect community colleges with employers. Because when that's done right, these partnerships pay off for everybody. Students learn on the job. Employers get access to talent. Colleges get help designing courses that actually prepare people for the workplace. All of which creates better pathways to today's middle class. So we're going to find the programs that work. We're going to help them grow.
Have entered a new day in America.
Now, in a few weeks, I'm going to send to Congress my plan for free community college. I hope the Congress will come together to support it. Because opening the doors of higher education shouldn't be a Democratic issue or a Republican. This is an American issue. Governor Haslam is a Republican.
A new day in America.